for a day. The thieves, the murderers, those who are perverting God's gift of sex. Surely we deserve special status before God. Are we not professors of theology? Are we not pastors and teachers in the church? Are we not students of theology? Jesus says also to us, go and learn. Our text requires us to ask such questions as, have I, once I have become a Christian, stopped being a sinner? Do I no longer have a need for the forgiveness of sins that only Jesus Christ can give me? As a Christian and a forgiven sinner, how do I react when I am tempted to think that I am better than the so-called average sinner? How about the rites and ceremonies of my public and private worship? Am I somehow trying to impress God and my neighbor with what I am doing? Am I trying to substitute my outward piety and sometimes my even unwilling conformity for an attitude of love and forgiveness? Do I really understand and appreciate the undeserved mercy and grace of God toward me and my fellow men in Jesus Christ? Yes, the Lord Jesus says to you and to me, go and learn. Learn what it means to show mercy. Learn what it means to forgive. Learn what it means to have compassion and patience when dealing with sinners. As Jesus indicates himself by referring to Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, we are to learn about mercy, grace, forgiveness, and love from God's holy word itself. The sacred scriptures from Genesis through Revelation furnish us and provide us with specific indications of how God provided for the spiritual and eternal needs of his people. The Old Testament scriptures remind us of how God continued to promise sinful and rebellious people life and salvation through the Messiah, the Savior whom he would send. We also have the apostolic witness of the New Testament, which indicates to us how God worked out his plan of salvation in the sending of his Son. Also, the Lord Jesus points to himself. We are to learn about mercy, compassion, and love from him. For he said, I came not to call the righteous, that is, the self-righteous, but sinners. Jesus came to live among sinful men. God's Son permitted sinful people to nail him to the cross. He died for sinners. Through his victory on the cross, Christ Jesus conquered sin, Satan, and death. Through baptism, the signed word, and through the gospel, the message of God's mercy and forgiveness, we as Christians have experienced Jesus' call to faith, his call to a new life, his kind of mercy. Jesus Christ, who came not to be served but to serve, has also called us to serve and to his service. He who ministered to the old and the young, to those sick in mind, body, and spirit, to the Pharisee and the tax collector, he has called us to share our God-given resources with people in need. He who proclaimed his kingdom by word and action invites us to reflect his concern and his mercy toward the rest of sinful mankind. He who died on the cross for all the people has called us to be the dispensers of the message of his mercy and forgiveness. For this is the only spiritual medicine that can cure man's sickness of sin. Jesus Christ is the only physician who can provide the care, the comfort, and the cure. Yes, go and learn the meaning of mercy. Learn it from the sacred scriptures. Learn it from the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit, through God's mercy in Jesus Christ, enable and empower us to put into practice what we learn, that we may, in mercy and love, serve other sinners whom Christ would call to faith and to service through his gospel. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of mercy, amen.